Well, howdy, Solarman here. And of course, we all know that there's a pandemic about. But there's more than one pandemic. Third wave feminism is spreading like wildfire amongst the femons. And that's because most femons are weak and easily led. And most of the time, when a femon becomes a feminist, they lose everything they had, and their life becomes a complete turmoil. It doesn't enhance their lives, it usually destroys them. But I'm just wondering what would happen if a femon got feminism and she didn't know it, and she went to the doctor to ask what the problem was. Well, hello.
Hello.
Come in. Sit down, please.
Thank you.
Is that chair comfortable?
Well, sitting down anywhere isn't comfortable because I've got my period. Sort of a sticky thingy, uppy thingy, you know.
Well, thank you for that unnecessary information. And what seems to be the problem?
Well, I've been acting and thinking a little bit strange lately. I always have been, but a little bit more strange than normal. In fact, a little bit crazy, really.
Like in sort of what way?
Well, for instance, yesterday I went to this sort of protest thing. I'm not sure what it was about. But there was a lot of noise and screaming, and I was very attracted to it. And of course, I was yelling and screaming and everything, and then I took my top off and got my breasts out.
I see. Is that unusual for you?
Well, I like getting my tits out a lot, but to get attention. But this was unusual. I didn't even know I was doing it.
And is this why you're here, for that reason?
Well, kind of, because also I'm starting to really hate people and yell and scream without any provocation. Mostly at men, actually.
Well, there can be a lot of hormonal changes when you have your period.
Oh, don't talk, stupid. It's all your fault, you masculine man. Mansplaining all the time. Oh, you see what I mean, Doctor?
Yes. And are you married or do you have a boyfriend?
Well, I used to have a regular boyfriend and we got on very well, but all of a sudden I started acting crazy, as I said, and I don't see him anymore, but I see loads of different men and they're banging my brains out all the time. So I don't have anybody special anymore. I just go with whoever's there.
I see. And has your hair always been bright pink?
No, I did that about 3 weeks ago, and I think it makes me look like a goddess or a princess at the very least.
Not to me.
So what do you think is going on, you chauvinistic pig?
Well, I think you have a bad case of feminism.
I don't think so. Lick my high heels, you slave.
Yes, the modern feminism is definitely what you have. Now, I'm going to give you some medication, which is a standard issue for most femons on the planet today.
Is there any cure, Doctor?
This won't cure your problem, but it will help you manage it. The cure lies within you, to be able to cure yourself. Here you go. You can take this to any pharmacy in your area.
Did you just touch my finger? Sexual assault!
I have cameras run 24/7 in this office. Because I'm a man, and we need protection. From toxic, lying, deceitful femons like you. I'd like you to take the medication for about 2 weeks and then come back and see me.
Yes, of course you want to see me again. You want to bang me because I'm so beautiful.
I have absolutely no attraction towards you whatsoever. You're not only disgusting outside, you're disgusting inside. And I already have a Labrador.
Well, I know you want to see my ass, and if you do, I'll be down at the clock tower at 2 o'clock, stripping off again.
I'm busy.
You want me. All you men want me.
And femons wonder why the marriage rate has dropped drastically. Feminism seems to be an excuse for a femon to just act in any disgusting way they want and act batshit crazy. And because she's a femon, there's not supposed to be any repercussions, and society's supposed to accept that type of behaviour, which is increasingly becoming more and more crazy. And the only thing I think feminism does is it allows a femon to act crazy and disgusting and take their clothes off anywhere they want to and wear anything they want to, even if it's against society. And there's children around. And they can cause as much trouble and drama and try to be the full attention of everything around them. And doing this all under the disguise of feminism. This isn't a good look for femons at all. And the effects of feminism is very apparent to the countries it's infested. They're being destroyed. A society that doesn't have rules and regulations for a certain person in the society will fail, of course. Rules and regulations have to be for everybody in that society. No exceptions to that rule. And of course, third wave feminism and wokeism is hand in hand, isn't it? Wokeness always came from femons. And wokeness and feminism will destroy a country in a very short period of time. Because wokeness is weakness. And, you know, I've never seen a thing that's become woke or got feminism involved and become better than it was. I've only ever seen it being destroyed. And it's kind of funny that femons don't want to follow the society's rules and regulations. They should be exempt from them. But men should follow the rules, apparently. Most femons today, and the modern femon, is toxic as hell. They seem to want to be able to destroy anything and everything that man has built, degrade everything that man has done, and to take credit for anything that man has invented or anything, and say they did it. But they're not replacing anything or building anything, are they? They're just destroying. And they're all saying, oh, the future is femons. Yeah, then there is no future. And I'm staying away from them at all costs. And I suggest you men out there do the same. Viva la MGTOW!